coming to you from Glendale, Arizona, site of tomorrow's Super Bowl. We'll talk to J.J. Watt from the Pro Bowl, Dwayne Brown, Texans cheerleader Liz, and so much more coming up next on Texans 360. Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Mark Vandermeer, your host. We're here in Glendale, Arizona, site of tomorrow's Super Bowl. It's been a busy couple of weeks here in the Phoenix area. You know, we've been busy, too. Senior Bowl last week, J.J. Watt and Dwayne Brown in the Pro Bowl last Sunday. They had a great experience. Let's look back on how it went for them.
That was a great experience. You know, it's always an honor. It's always very humbling to be accepted here and you know, I had a great time in Arizona, great week, great practice, you know, building bonds with, you know, some of the best players around the league. Game itself, extremely competitive, the most intense I think it's been that I've seen in a long time. So it was a good job. You know, we came out on losing end, but a great experience.
What about playing right tackle and left tackle? That's weird, huh?
It's tough, man. You know, just now I was in a two-minute drill, trying to come back and win a game against, you know, arguably the best pass rush in the league at the outside linebacker position, you know, at right tackle, like a fish out of water. But it just, it brings out the competitor in you, you know, and you just got to keep competing, keep trying to get better. You know, it's not something I practice all the time, but, you know, got to be versatile.
You think playing the game on the mainland in an NFL stadium where a team plays its regular season games contributed to it being so competitive?
I think so. I think the build-up and anticipation for it, you know, the city was very excited about it, and the turnout, you know, saw a sellout crowd. The atmosphere in here was insane. It was like a really, you know, a home game for the Cardinals. You know, so many fans cheering loud, and I think that just kind of built up, you know, the more adrenaline for the guys playing. And I think that's what made it a little bit more intense.
It was fun. You know, the Pro Bowl is all about fun. We had a good time out there. Obviously, would have liked to get the win, but it's pretty cool to walk out of here with a new truck.
What was this experience like compared to last year, being on the mainland and everything?
It was cool. It's cool to have a sold-out stadium here in Arizona. The people here treat us very well. Being able to go to Luke Air Force Base and see the military doing the Play 60 event, it's a lot of fun to interact with the fans.
Did you lobby Dennison to get on offense?
You know, right there near the end of the game, I kind of strolled my way into the offensive huddle. And I don't know if they didn't see me or they just didn't want to use me, but strolled my way back to the sideline when I didn't get the call.
Did you make any new friends this time around, JJ? New teammate friends?
You always make new friends. I mean, it's just so much fun sharing stories. You know, guys throughout the year hearing their stories, meeting their families, getting a chance to interact with each other on a deeper level. I'm not even 100% sure that's a word that I just used, but we're going to roll with it.
There's a big
interact.
For you.
I meant to say interact. Of course.
This is a big week for you to culminate in two awards Saturday night. Are you staying here? Are you nervous about it? What's going on between now and the honors show?
Tomorrow I have to go to Los Angeles for a couple of days to do a couple different things, and then I'll be back here for the back half of the week. And then I'll go back to Wisconsin after that and kind of lay low. So, but this is kind of a fun time here. Obviously, I wish I was still playing ball. But other than that, I get to do some very cool things and try and represent Houston and the Texans as well as possible.
How do you feel about Saturday night and the honors show?
I'm sure it'll be a fun show. It'll be great. My family will be out here. My brothers are coming out. My parents are already here, so it'll be cool.
What about the format of the game, JJ, with the no blitzes and the two-minute warning at the end of the quarter?
I think some people took some liberties with the no blitzes at some points. But, no, it's fun. I mean, I think the guys enjoy it. I mean, the new style now where you pick teams, it makes it like schoolyard ball. I've said that before. And so it's competitive. I mean, it's 32-28. We had a chance to go down there at the end of the game. Didn't make it happen. But the game this year and last year have both been very competitive.
Were you having more fun out here than anybody else? You were dancing in between?
You know, I just try and enjoy it. I mean, that's what the Pro Bowl is all about, giving the fans a good show. Everybody's worked so hard to get here. You want to enjoy yourself, play some good ball. But, yeah, I mean, guys dancing around, having fun. That's what it's all about here.
Is it hard to play good ball, though, in an all-star setting without tackling guys? I mean, is that just...
It's fun. You know, I think we got a competitive game out of it, and I think, everybody's trying to learn a new scheme in 5 days and things like that. So you're doing the best you can.
What does it mean to be the MVP of life?
It's pretty cool. You know, it's a neat opportunity. I mean, to go out here with a new truck is pretty sweet. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's so much fun to play with guys that are playing at such an elite level.
Great to relive some of the experiences of J.J. Watt and Dwayne Brown at last week's Pro Bowl, which was played here at University of Phoenix Stadium. The Senior Bowl was over a week ago, and we were there covering the whole thing. In fact, Drew Doherty and John Harris had a chance to catch up with some players who played for Coach Bill O'Brien. We'll get into that, but first, this week's top five videos on HoustonTexans.com.
Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, Dwayne Brown gets photobombed by a familiar face at the Pro Bowl. Coming in at number four this week, Drew Doherty caught up with Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty at the Senior Bowl. At number three this week, J.J. Watt made a few impressive catches at Pro Bowl practice. At number two, Drew Doherty caught up with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith at the Senior Bowl. And at number one this week, J.J. Watt kicks a field goal at Pro Bowl practice. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.